Welcome to Cambridge 105. Could you explain the background of how you came to have an art exhibition in your own home?
Well, I guess about 23 years ago, I did open studio for the first time when we lived in Great Shelford. And I found that with my paintings, people wanted to ask me questions about them, which I was very happy to talk about. And I so enjoyed that that I always resolved that when I retired, I would do it on a more permanent basis. So when I, you know, left Hills Road, although I didn't retire actually, I thought this was the moment to do it. The children had left home. It was a bit easier to make it happen. But I realised Great Shelford wasn't the right place. Lovely as the village was, we needed somewhere that was on the footfall of tourists. So we set about looking for somewhere we actually wanted to live anyway. And I think as you get older, you actually need to be, you know, a village was great when the children were young, but we like the buzz of a town now, somewhere where we can walk to things. You know, I can go out every night in Ely. It's that kind of place. So we found this cottage by the river. And it took me 2 years to get it organised, but we set about setting it up as, I call it Ely's first pop-up gallery, because it's only open on Sundays. And when I take all the signs down, obviously it's a private house, but when I put all the signs out, the A board, the hanging signs, then we're open for business. What I'm doing is maybe, you know, it'll be 3 years before, from me thinking of the idea, first of all, to doing the painting. So it takes on different forms. And, you know, I'm looking at often a history from a distance. So I guess I can put things in which you don't if it's all happening immediately. I guess for me, the beginning of what I do now, because all my paintings, I call them family portraits. They're not conventional portraits. But the first one was in 1969 when my grandmother and her four sisters had all died. I mean, they were in their 80s and 90s. But then I just really wanted to do something. I wanted to hang on to them in a way that was meaningful for me. So I did a painting called Life Cycle, which actually when people come to the house to do one of my tours, whatever tour I'm doing, I always show that first, because it was the beginning.
So what creates a spark in your mind to think, okay, I'm going to do a painting on this topic? You know, what is it that occurs to you?
I'd got a little note in my pocket and I thought, today I mustn't talk about death because I'll put people off coming. But often, you know, sad things often do trigger things off simply because they're very strong emotions. Sometimes it's really happy things. I've been always drawing at the birth of at least two of my three children, which became paintings later. But it's the sad things sometimes that kind of move you, and you think, I've got to find a form to make that work. And in the end, it becomes something which is, you know, I'm not saying you feel happy about it, but you feel more satisfied that you've completed what seemed at the time to be something not, you know, a rather kind of sad thing that's happened to your family.
If people come and visit the pop-up gallery, what can they expect to see?
Right, well, they can expect to pay £3 to start with, because I'm taking them on a guided tour. Usually the first thing I show them is the garage, because in there is my 1931 Morris Minor, which we've had for over 40 years. And it does appear in some of the paintings. And I kind of make the point that you're going to see, as well as the paintings, you're going to see the objects that I use in the paintings. And this is one of the objects. So we start with that. And then we'll go into the hallway where I have a permanent film setup, a film loop. And really what it is, it's a lot of old little bits of Super 8 film, video, early digital, and all interlocked together, which kind of, I always say to people, this is not going to explain my work, but it's giving you a flavour. So they watched that for 2 or 3 minutes, watched over by six generations of the Coney family, because I've got floor-to-ceiling photographs. And then, being a bit theatrical, we then go through to the kitchen, which is in darkness, except for this one painting that's set upon an easel that I did in 1969. And then after that, obviously, I take people around the house, and I've selected about six or seven paintings on a theme. I've got eight different tours. And then they come downstairs again, and I show them maybe one painting on the electronic sketchbook so they can see the background material, just to one of the paintings they've seen. And then just finally, if they're not too exhausted, we go into my studio to see the one I'm working on at the moment.
And are the tours by appointment only, or do you roll up and just
no,
go around?
No, what I've found over the years is it's better, because I can only take six at a time, otherwise you lose the experience. So I always say to people on all my publicity material, booking essential. That way you know I'm going to be there, and you know you're going to be part of the six on that particular day. But I'm a bit flexible, because sometimes people will ring me up from another city and they'll say, well, we're coming on a coach tour to Ely Cathedral, but could we do you afterwards? And that's a bit daunting, actually. But I always say, well, that's the biggest attraction in Ely, and I'm definitely the smallest.
And you've got a website. So yes. If people go visit the website, what could they expect to find there?
Well, on the website, you've got all the details about coming on a tour. If you go to the virtual tour page, you can click on that, see a 30-second free bit, and then if you want to, you can then pay 99p and see a tour of 9 minutes, which will cost you, as I say, 99p. And hopefully, if you live near Ely, that hopefully will encourage you to come and book for a real visit as well.
If people see any of your paintings and think, I'd like to own one of those, is that possible?
No, I don't sell the actual paintings.
Right.
But on my website is
a prints, perhaps.
Prints for sale page.
Yes.
So if you click through to the prints for sale page, many of the paintings it links to a sort of printing gallery. I don't do them myself, but I have a guy, but he always brings them to me to sign before they go out to the customer.
Well, Ted, thanks ever so much for coming in. What's the web address for your website?
It's www.tedconeysfamilyportraits.co.uk.
And all the information, if people want to visit, they can find contact details.
Yes, you can contact me either on the website or by phone. All the details are there.
Good. Maybe next time I'm up at Ely, I'll give you a call.
Yes, or you can do the virtual tour, of course.
Indeed, yeah. Thank you.